Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com if you do. God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.
Brace yourself. DraftKings.com is delivering a haymaker to the world of fantasy sports. Introducing Daily Fantasy MMA at DraftKings.com. DraftKings is America's favorite daily fantasy sports site where you can win enormous cash prizes every time you play. It's easy. Just pick five fighters, stay under the salary cap, and you could be on your way to a serious payday. Score points for significant strikes, advances, takedowns, reversals and sweeps, and knockdowns. Gain bonus points on which round your fighters end their bouts. There are the biggest daily fantasy contests for mixed martial arts ever, and they're only at DraftKings. Don't miss out. DraftKings.com awarded over $300 million last year. How much will you win? Hurry over to DraftKings.com now and use promo code KFC to play Daily Fantasy MMA for free this weekend during UFC 183. You could win your slice of $1 billion in prizes being awarded this year. Enter KFC to play for free now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. It's KFC Radio Super Bowl edition. Your boy Big Cat, tits out for the boys with an incredible lid out by the pool in Arizona. Fights is snowed in New England where you got about 2 feet of snow. I'm sitting here in New York. I just got my monthly bill for my heat, and it was $424. So it's straight up winter hats, coats, and blankets for me the rest of my life in this apartment.
All right, I got a question to start.
Yeah.
First, obviously, like, you have no one to blame for you but yourself. You could be sitting right next to me with a hat on, with Absolutely. Your top off. Second, what were your thoughts on Dave saying you have ugly clothes?
I mean, listen, I know my persona. I know my role at this point. I'm not the fashionista like Feidelberg. I mean, look at Feidelberg right now. He's posing in bed. He's got the nice sweater on. He's like, you know, I'm not that guy.
I've been wearing these clothes for 3 days. These are my comfy clothes. I haven't left the house.
Your comfy clothes are probably more, you know, fashionable than my regular clothes. So listen, yeah, it's low-hanging fruit. It's like, you know, making your mom jokes or wife jokes in the comment section. Dave wants to say I have bad clothes. So be it. You guys look like you're having a grand old time out there, huh?
Yeah, it's okay. You know, we're having a good time. Pretty nice. It's like 70 degrees. Water's warm. Dave is a noodle still, so wow. Takes it down.
I think at this point we have to be prepared for Dave to be a noodle for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
We went out to dinner last night, and I basically had to, like, drag him. I was acting like a child. He's like, I don't want to go out to dinner. I'm going to be sick, blah, blah, blah. So, but it's good. You know, it's early in the week. Unfortunately, I'm leaving Saturday, so I probably will miss, like, the best part of the week. I'm sure Sunday's going to be awesome. But I can't complain when the alternative is sitting in Chicago in, like, you know, 25-degree weather.
Not to mention the big 3-0 coming up, right?
On Friday, yeah. The Golden Birth.
I think it's probably for the best you're getting out of there Saturday, because if Friday – I mean, I'm expecting Friday to be a goddamn doozy. I don't think you're really going to want to be there much longer after that.
Yeah, then you – because if you stay Saturday, then it rolls to Sunday, and then your whole next week's ruined.
Right. That's a hangover that leaks into, like, next Tuesday if you let it. Fights, you've been snowed in for a couple days now, right? You on your home turf?
What's up?
Are you on your home turf or are you elsewhere?
No, I'm at my friend's place. Yesterday, they just cooked all day. It was the best.
You're staying with two chicks, right?
Yeah.
And they're just cooking for you, and you're just, like, lounging about, and you're having sex with them, or what? Don't think that there hasn't – don't – for 1 second, I do not believe that you haven't had, like, threesome ideas running wild through your head.
Sound good. Yeah, the ideas are there.
All right, it's – not too much. It's KFC Radio Super Bowl edition. You know, we've done Deflategate to death. It's now time to move on to the game, talk about the big game, watching it, enjoying it, all that jazz. So let me pull up some voicemails here. We'll start off with some football questions, and then we'll get into, you know, the weird stuff, the good bread and butter.
Hey, guys, what's up? Kyle from Boston here. Hey, you got a big dilemma on my hands, and I need some help. Part of me wants to go out to a bar and watch the Patriots game with all my friends and, you know, drink it up. But then the other part of me wants to stay inside and just binge eat pizza all day by myself on my couch. What do you guys think is better? Sitting at home watching TV by yourself, watching the game or going to a bar with your buddies. It's a toss-up right now. I can't decide. I need a little help. Thanks.
All right, so what's the best way to watch the Super Bowl? You know, go out to the bar, party, booze, get fucked up, or are you doing like a house party, or are you just kind of watching the game, focused on the actual football, you're not even partying at all? Fights, you've said many times you're just straight up, you'd rather be alone.
My stance is pretty well documented on this. I'm 100% alone. I'll meet you after, we'll party.
So will you be doing that for the Super Bowl?
Well, for this Super Bowl, I won't even be meeting anyone after, as I'll be working. But typically, I was...
Hey, John, real quickly, like, people... And I feel bad that you weren't able to come to the Super Bowl, but, like, people being like, I can't believe John can't, like, isn't there. Someone has to blog.
Yeah, no, people they don't get that. It's like I totally get... Even Dave was in the office before he left. He was like... talking about the stuff you guys are going to be doing. He's like, I feel bad telling you this because you're not coming. I'm like, I get it. Like, I have a job.
It's cool. Went to the AFC Championship game.
I went to the AFC Championship, which is more fun than the Super Bowl. Super Bowl week, of course, is more fun. But, like, this game itself, I'd rather be at the AFC Championship than the Super Bowl. That's just a corporate fuckfest.
I'm not shedding a fucking tear for any Patriots fan right now at all. I don't care.
I don't think you should. I totally get, like, someone has to be – because – and the people are such fucking dickheads, too, because it's – they'll be like, why, you know, I even got some like, you're not a real fan because you're not at the game. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, if no one blogged the Super Bowl, like, Barstool Sports would die. Right. That would be,
dude. Right. I mean, like, even think about yesterday, all the quotes from Dave at Media Day with Belichick. If those weren't on the blog, if there was no one to put that up, what's the fucking point of even going?
Right. Exactly.
So will you be watching alone?
100%.
That's weird. I get it, but like...
Lewis won't be there?
I'd be surprised if Lewis is there. Lewis is probably
going to do something fun. He's not a Pats fan. Yeah. He doesn't fucking really care, you know?
And I especially now with Barstool and stuff, like, I prefer watching it alone because I feel like I get annoying.
Yeah, you want to rewind.
Like, when I'm rewinding and shit like that, I'm like, sorry, like, I got to fucking go back. And like, you're going to miss something because I got to go back.
So
I feel bad about that too, and I just tell people, I'm like, go watch it somewhere else. It's not worth it here.
Now, if you were not blogging, would you still watch alone?
I would. I probably wouldn't watch alone, but I'd watch with a small group of friends at a house.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go to a bar until after the game.
Big Cat, your best way to watch the Super Bowl?
You got to watch it at home. I don't understand people who go to bars because Super Bowl, to me, it's not as – it's about the Super Bowl, of course, but it's more about the day. It's like the build-up in the day where you sit and you watch, you know, some shitty college basketball game on CBS. You start eating early. You start drinking early. Like, I want to be pretty drunk and very full by halftime. So that's really kind of where I go at it, where if you sit at a bar, it's weird. And John's right. We now, like, I have a couple Super Bowl parties I was invited to, and I'm debating not going just because, like, we're assholes to sit with during a game. Mm-hmm. Because they're tweeting and, like, following Twitter and like asking to pause the TV if you see something funny. So
dude, I feel like the biggest dickhead in the world when I have to, like, especially when I'm at a friend's house. Like, I feel bad enough when you're at my place and I'm like, hey, I gotta stop this. But like, if I'm like, pause that, I gotta take a fucking picture of this TV to tweet out to my asshole followers. Like, I feel like a real jerk.
Well, I'm just gonna let you guys do that. I'm just gonna not have to worry about doing these vines or pictures because you two are on it. For me, a Super Bowl party is more about, like, eating a gallon of chips with salsa con queso and a gallon of fucking guacamole and buffalo chicken dip. All that shit that you get at a house party, not really at a bar. I mean, going to a bar is fun, but you can do that anytime. This is the time to be at a house eating, like, pigs in a blanket and all the good fucking food and booze that goes along with it. I guess it's different, you know, if you're a Pats fan, I can't even...
It's much different if, like last year versus this year is a much different, even preparation for me.
Like, but I feel like if you're a Pats fan trying to go to the bar, you're crazy. Post-game, nuts. If you win and go celebrate, or you lose and you want to go drown your sorrows, hit the bar. But I feel like I want to hear the announcers. I want to be soaked into that game if it's my team.
I don't know what the average is, but I feel like I miss... one out of every four plays when I'm watching the bar.
Right.
Just because someone bumped into you and you look down, like, just something happens.
And we also,
you can't focus on the TV.
we've had this conversation before, but when you're in a big game, if your team's in a big game, you really should be like in a safe place. Because when shit goes wrong, you just don't. Like when the Bears lost to the Packers in the NFC Championship game when Cutler got injured, I think I walked home like 10 miles. I just started walking. I took like the long route home. So like, and you just can't, you know what I mean? Like if I was at home, I would have just like buried myself on my couch. That's really the more appropriate.
I mean, that's what I had to do in New York when we did this live was, you know, like everyone there knew I was the Pats fan. And it was like people just yell in my face. I mean, the Pats didn't look like they were going to win that game for long at all. So, like, everyone's yelling at me, and I'm like, this fucking sucks. Like, this
do you see? Horrible. I don't know if I ever brought this up. I got word after that. There was a couple that came from Boston for the live show during the game at some point when things looked really bleak for the Pats. He punched out a light at Saloon, and they kicked him out. And so, like, you're from Boston. You came all the way for this. You were in hostile territory. You let your emotions get the best of you, and now you got kicked out. What the fuck are you going to do now, dude?
That sucks. I didn't hear about that.
The girl tweeted.
But that's what it was. Like, I had to keep this faux bravado going where everyone would yell at me, and I just, not worried. I was fucking freaking out inside, but I had to pretend that I wasn't worried about the Pats losing that game.
Right, like at your home, when you're at home, you can, and if you're like with a couple friends or whatever, you can sit there and just be like, oh, we lost, we suck, you know, right. Like, and you can basically do that whole thing where you give up after like the first 5 minutes, which is, that's a coping mechanism all fans need.
100%.
If shit goes wrong, you just need to be like, all right, it's over, like I'm moving on already, you know, but when you're out in public, you can't do that.
Let's keep the theme with a little more football talk.
Me and my buddies were watching the Pro Bowl on Sunday, talking about how terrible it was. We were trying to come up with, you know, any way that would make it better. And obviously this is something that would never happen, but just kind of a hypothetical for you. Might take a little bit to think about, but who would you say would win if the Pro Bowl was divided up white versus black players? So an all-white team on offense and defense, and then an all-black team on offense and defense. Who you got? Viva.
The racial Pro Bowl, all white people versus all black people. I feel like we've talked about this in the past. I know I have, just on my own.
I love
own.
These questions because they're just basically like, hey, guys, I want you to trap you into saying some racist shit.
Well, I also love the guy with the disclaimer. This would never really happen, but it's a hypothetical for you. Like, yeah, bro, you know what show you're on right now? I think we
don't you remember? Did we have a question once? Someone tried to ask, like see if we would answer if you could like own anyone as a slave.
Yeah, like, it was even again KFC Radio the live 100th episode. One question was, if you owned a plantation, what rules would you institute to keep your slaves from escaping? I was like, you know, Bud Light sponsoring this. I don't know if we could talk about that one, but maybe another episode. All white football versus all white, all black football. The immediate, as is, you know, football this day and age is dominated by the quarterback. You go to the quarterbacks, but I think Russell Wilson has kind of changed the game a little bit.
Which, is he black or white?
Well, he's like a flex player. I feel like they'd have to have a draft, and it'd be like whoever has the first pick could land him if they wanted him. I feel like if you let the Brady's and the I guess I was going to say Breeze, you can't even put that. If you let the Rodgers and the Brady's go in order to land all the black players and went with Russell Wilson, I think you might be in better shape now. Now, in the past, I think you could never say that because the black quarterbacks couldn't get the job done.
The biggest weakness, too, for Team White would clearly be the secondary.
Yes.
They don't make white cornerbacks like, safeties
there
for...
There isn't anyone.
Right.
Yeah, there really isn't. Like Jason,
John Lynch was like the last white guy in the secondary.
John Lynch and Jason Seahorn. Yeah. So, I mean, that's to be the point. Like, hey, they tried to employ the white safety method this year, and it failed miserably. So
I would love to see, like... Team Black line up and be like, Jason Seahorn ain't walking out of that tunnel, Team White. It ain't happening.
So that's a big problem. I think everything else is I mean, obviously the wide receiver and the it's like a toss-up. It's basically wide receiver in the secondary is a clear black guy thing in running back,
running
quarterback,
back.
And probably offensive line is more of a white guy
thing. O-line, D-line's more of a black thing, I think.
Yeah, although you got J.J. Watt, who's the best.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is you can talk about generally speaking, but if you're going to break down some of these positions, like traditionally J.J. Watt wouldn't be there, but he is right now. So Team White has an advantage there. So who are you going with? I mean, like, what would be your take right now, 2015, Team White versus Team Black?
I'm going to go Black.
Yeah, I honestly think they would throw for like 7,000 yards.
Yeah, you just couldn't stop. I mean, it doesn't matter who the quarterback really
who's
is.
Who's covering Calvin Johnson and Odell Beckham?
Yeah.
Julian Edelman? Are we going to put him back in the secondary like in 07?
Right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, like most things, black people are going to dominate sports. Football is not all that different.
What's up, boys? Theo from Boston here. Quick, would you rather? Would you rather be able to watch the Super Bowl, be stone cold sober the whole day, and then the following 2 years, or not be able to watch the Super Bowl and you can lose as much as you want for the rest of your fucking life? Viva.
All right, so this is a good question for you guys who you kind of went through that bet last year of not watching the Super Bowl. You either got to watch it and you can't drink at all, or you can drink as much as you want, but you can't watch it. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that's an easy one. You go drinking. It wasn't that big a deal for me last year.
Really?
I mean, it was like...
Well, it was the worst Super Bowl of all time.
Yeah. If that
well,
was...
maybe you get lucky then. I don't know. Like, what am I going to tell you? I didn't watch the Super Bowl, and it wasn't that big a deal for me last year. I did all the Super Bowl stuff leading up to it. I went to a Super Bowl party. I had a good time, and then I came home, and I sat in my room.
Dan, you just said how the whole thing for you is drinking and eating and being drunk. Could you sacrifice that?
Wait, so that you can't drink?
You either, more or less, let me just play it again.
For 2 years. Yeah, so you either drink on Super Bowl Sunday, but you can't drink for 2 years. So you're just sacrificing two Super Bowls anyway.
Hang on, let me play this again.
What's up, boys? Theo from Boston here. Would you rather be able to watch the Super Bowl, be stone cold sober the whole day, and then the following 2 years, or not be able to watch the Super Bowl and you can lose as much as you want for the rest of your fucking life? Leave them.
To be perfectly honest, I still don't really get what he's saying. But the general gist is that you can drink it and not watch, or watch it and not drink.
I mean, I would watch it and not drink. Like, it's not that hard. I love Super Bowl Sunday because I get drunk. But, like, if you said you can't watch the Super Bowl unless you stay sober, I'd be like, okay, that's fine. I'll just stay sober. Right? Here's my only thing. Okay, so, John,
I don't really get the question.
You missed the worst.
I don't think that's what it was.
And I agree that was an awful Super Bowl, but there is something to be said. Like, you know how the NFL Network during this week, they play those 30-minute Super Bowl clips of each Super Bowl? Like, they do the highlight package of each Super Bowl, and they start at the beginning. I will say it's kind of cool to, like, go through the years and be like, you remember where you were each year. And you're like, oh, yeah, like, I remember that game. It's like the one sporting event that you always watch and you always remember. So it'd be weird to just pluck, like, a year out of that, you know?
It's not that weird.
I mean,
to sacrifice drinking for 2 years to watch a football game is preposterous. He said give up drinking that Sunday in the following 2 years.
I think it's for Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Not like the every day of the next 2 years. You know what I mean?
I don't know. That kid sucks at asking questions.
Yeah. When I played it before, I wasn't really listening and it made more sense in my head. I guess my point, my thought on it is like, at what level. You know, people talk about how, like, the Super Bowl is, like, an American holiday or whatever. But if it's still at the point where fights just, like, missed it and didn't care, like, if you just didn't get to celebrate Christmas or Thanksgiving, would that – I guess that's my question. Would that affect you more than missing the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I get fucking presents on Christmas.
All right, let's say Thanksgiving then. Would you rather miss Thanksgiving or miss the Super
Bowl? That would probably be about the same.
So you think you could just sit at home and miss Thanksgiving and not really care?
I mean, I care, but like it didn't like ruin my month missing the Super Bowl. I mean, I cared like that Sunday. I was like, "This sucks."
You also, right? I guess
I wasn't like sitting. I wasn't partying in my room. Like I was like, "This sucks right now." But like, and then it was Monday, and I was like, "Okay, everything's back to normal."
What would you take, Dan? Thanksgiving or Super Bowl? I'm taking Thanksgiving because you also get some football in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, Thanksgiving is like too much. Yeah. Probably Thanksgiving.
So, I mean, I get the idea. People are like, it's a holiday at this point. Francesa did a whole bit the other day on how it, like, defines who we are as a culture going watching the Super Bowl. And everyone wants Monday after to be a holiday. I understand all that. But if it's really push comes to shove and you compare it to actual other holidays, I don't think it really compares. Let's get to some of the weird stuff. Enough football talk. We have our first ever call from the hospital. I got a tweet earlier this morning from some chick named Kerry, and she's put up a screenshot of her call log, and it was from last night, and she was like, I was in the hospital all last night, so I'm a little bit nervous right now, so here we go, girl.
Hey, Barstool, it's Kelly from Boston. I'm currently in the hospital. Don't know what the hell's going on, but just let me know what the hangover cure is so when I wake up in the morning. Okay? Big cat, love you.
It's just new lows for this show. I mean,
she's in the hospital?
She's in the hospital, calling from the hospital. I believe she said she slurred her words. I think she said, what's the angle for tomorrow morning? I guess meaning at work, like, what do I say? I'll play it one more time.
Did you say hangover cure?
Maybe that. Here, let's listen one more time.
Hey, Barstool. It's Kelly from Boston. I'm currently in the hospital. Don't know what the hell's going on, but just let me know what the hangover cure is
yes.
when I wake up in the morning.
Okay, yeah.
Okay?
Got it. I thought she said, let me know what the angle is here. Yeah. She's in the hospital, clearly fucking bombed, and wants to know the hangover cure. We'll get to the hangover cure in a minute. I just, the fact that this show has grown to the point where you're making the phone call to the KFC radio hotline when you're in the hospital, I mean, that's weird. What? It's like calling in your radio show.
We might be Kelly's emergency contact.
Next of kin. She was writing down Feidelberg and the hotline number. I mean, I love it. Don't get me wrong. I just think if you're in the hospital, might want to be using your phone calls a little more wisely. What's your hangover cure? At this point, I don't even believe in hangover cures. Fights, have you? We always keep an update running on you and your life on this show. I feel like you started to take the turn to where hangovers are pretty crippling. Has that gotten worse? Are you where are we in that level?
No, I'm better. I'm back better. To being okay, I think.
Wow. That's
it's I think in the fall is really the only time I get hangovers. I've had a pretty good stretch this winter. I haven't really had even when we were in New York, we were partying pretty hard and I was waking up and I was like, "All right, you know, not so bad anymore."
You think just like you got a little winter weight, you're like you're digging in the trenches, you're hibernating a little bit, you're just able to able to handle it better?
Yeah, it could be that. It could be just the will thing. I don't know.
It's all mental. You think it's mental? I think it's completely physical. I don't believe in the idea that you can will yourself out of a hangover.
I just don't really I just feel like I'll feel tired and then I'll grab a 10-minute nap and I'll be fine.
Oh, that makes it worse for me. If I go back to sleep, it's like my body thinks it's going to get all the rest it needs. I got nothing.
Oh, no, I'll grab a 10-minute nap before 11 a.m. Like, I'll wake up at, like, 9:30, 10. I'll grab a 10-minute nap at 10:30, and I'll be fine.
Big Cat, you got a hangover cure?
Or not, I just start drinking again. That's obviously the hangover cure.
I was going to say, it's funny because I've gone – I don't know if you guys have done this, but, like, I've gone through different phases where I'm like, oh, I got it. I figured it out. I remember I used to – there was one that I read – and I used to do this I did it for like a whole summer, I feel like. It was like drink a soda to get like sugar back in your body, a water, eat a banana, and take two like Advil. I would do that like almost every time I'd come home from the bars and I would just like shove it all in my face and go to sleep. It didn't do shit. It's some bullshit. So like there's a little shit like that or like eat a big breakfast. I will say this. I did the IV when I was in Vegas in December. Where they hook you up and they give you fluids, that also doesn't do shit. So
really, I can't.
That doesn't surprise me. That would, yeah.
Thing. it makes you more hydrated. It definitely made me more hydrated, but it doesn't stop the fact that you just haven't slept. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's there's an element to being hungover that's just pure, you're tired.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I think if you have a hangover, like, from just a night of I don't know, you fucking drink a couple bottles of wine or something like that, getting hydrated is going to really make a difference. If you were, like, up all night, raging, partying, shots, I don't think just the straight hydration fixes you. I think your body is fucking broken down from the way you were treating it. I mean, I don't know if I believe in anything anymore. I think it's just like you drink a whole bunch and your body needs time to fucking get rid of that fucking toxin. That's about it for me.
Bro, I don't know if it's like just my dad or it's not just my dad. Because like I remember last year I went skiing with my dad. My dad and like all his buddies do like a big ski trip every year. And last year I went with him. And like every night we'd be out till 2 in the morning, like chopping it up, like going out hard. And every night, every morning, all of these 50 plus guys were up at 7 a.m. like ready to hit the mountain.
I almost think that's an older man thing where you're just like, well, my life sucks enough. Like I don't got time to complain about a hangover. Like I'm away from the kids. I'm away from the wife.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let a hangover slow me down. So it was there and they were hurting. They just weren't going to let it slow them down.
That's amazing.
Simply, yeah, that's simply they just don't have enough time to like be a bitch. Right. You know what I mean? It's like they only have a certain amount of time to be away from their shitty real life. So they're like, I can't waste even a second being – because I will say this. Sometimes you have a hangover like, and you just got to sack up. You're just like, you know what? I'm not hungover anymore. Just stop being – a baby about it.
But it doesn't like go away. You're just like, my head fucking kills me. I'm going to vomit, but I got to do this.
Just stop. Yeah. Right. I will say the only thing that somewhat helps is I go to – there's a steam – like a Russian steam house, and I go to that place sometimes, which is weird because it's like a bunch of like fat Russian dudes like walk around naked. They all walk around naked.
I got a crew of friends that does that. They go schwitzing, and they fucking love it. I'm like, you got to be –
because Dan wanted to do that when we were in New York. Like, one of the first things we did when we got to the hotel was like, all right, we got to find a bathhouse for tomorrow
Schwitzer?
Morning.
You're a big Schwitzer, Dan?
Look, if you can, I mean, it's the Hollywood workout. I don't really work out anymore. So the Hollywood workout, you hit the steam sauna in the tub and you take a shower. It's basically worked out.
We didn't do it. And I feel like the way I just said it kind of sounded like I was making fun of Dan. I'm mad we didn't do it. I wish we did.
Right.
What you really should do is, like, go out and run and sweat it all out. But that is just not a fucking option.
No. That's crazy. And I will say this. Like, if I ever get to a point where I have money in my life, I will absolutely have a steam house in my
house. I'm down for all that sort of sauna, spa, pampered shit. Sign me up.
Yeah, those fucking Russian guys live for, like, a million years. They drink vodka like water, and they live to be 120. What do you think the reason is? It's because they go in steam every day.
You figured it out, bro. You figured out the fountain of youth. Let's do... Hey, Big Cat, these girls want you to eat their ass, I think.
Whoa!
That's weird.
Hey, Big Cat, it's Julie and Kelly from Nashville. We miss you. We had a question. What's the deal with eating ass? Like, we're so confused.
Couple confused girls from Nashville, Dan, who they want you to weigh in on ass eating.
How old are those girls?
I don't know. That it sounded like it could just be like a southern accent thing, but it sounded like a couple of young teenage girls who want to know about getting their ass licked.
Yeah, I feel like almost uncomfortable being like, hey, listen, girls, like this is a Chris Hansen thing. Like, did you tell a bunch of 15-year-olds how to eat their ass? You know what I mean? I don't even understand this question.
Well, here's why I played it. I feel like ass eating, salad tossing, rim jobs, whatever you want to call it, it's about to blow up. I think it's about to go mainstream.
Dude, we were talking about this like last night. Ass eating should have been like Time's Person of the Year. In 2014.
Yeah, it's about to blow up. It's like Steve Harvey. It's ass eating should have been Time's Person of the Year.
It's one of the better lines ever. And it's so in. It's crazy, and
it's always been around. It's not new, but it's gone mainstream. You've got Allison Williams getting her ass licked. You've got everyone talking about it.
Nicki Minaj can't sing a bar without talking about it every time she raps.
She's talking about it every time you watch a porn. A guy or a girl is getting their ass licked. So what we need to do as a people is just admit it. Just agree that it's mainstream. Tongues in everyone's butts for 2015.
I know for a fact. Well, actually, I shouldn't say a fact because I think that's what libel is. I've heard a lot of speculation that a certain coach who used to be in my life and went to a Southern football school used to love to eat ass. In and around the campus, like big time ass eater. I'm not going to get into details. You can figure out the rest from that. But like huge ass eater, well known ass eater. And I agree with you. Why should I have to be like being careful? Why should I have to be careful with my words here?
Right.
He should be able to come out as a big time ass.
We say a lot of shit on this show, and anytime ass eating comes up, I'm like, listen. I don't want to like throw it out there that I don't want to be known as like the ass eating guy, but we should all be known as that. We should all be doing this. It should just be part of sex at this point.
Yeah, Kevin, I've gotten that feeling from you, and I've actually been in the same realm where I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, you know, I'll try. I'll do it.
I'll receive it. I'll give it. I'll whatever. We put our tongues and fingers and dicks and everything everywhere. Why are we not? Why are we too afraid to admit it? It's ridiculous. Your answer, girls. Just get down and do it when you turn 18. When you're legal, of course.
Yeah, please don't arrest us.
I mean, it's just it's as soon as Allison Williams is doing it on TV and her father is watching it right next to her, that means you know that Brian Williams was like, yeah, I eat ass and I get my ass licked too. I mean, come on.
That's Malcolm Gladwell's tipping point right there.
Exactly. That is when it fucking blew up. That's why it's the year of ass eating, 2015. Person of the year on Time. Ass eating.
When you're ready to buy a car, True Car is changing car buying forever. True Car helps car buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Every day, True Car users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings, and True Car users save an average of $3,221 off the manufacturer's suggested retail price. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, download the True Car mobile app or go to TrueCar.com to find out what others paid for the car that you want. Then, register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. The third step is simple. Take your guaranteed savings certificate to the True Car certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. With True Car, you can save time, save money, and never overpay. To see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the True Car mobile app or visit TrueCar.com today.
Back to football.
What's going on, boys? It's Z from the Nutmeg State, fellow Pats fan, Schlake Feidelberg. Living here in Connecticut, right on the borderline, a lot of Giants fans, a lot of Pats fans. So, you know, I've been taking a lot of heat from my friends that are Giants fans the last couple Super Bowls. My question's a little more general. I have a lot of friends who are Giants fans, but they're also Red Sox and Celtics fans. I have a lot of friends that are Pats fans, but also Yankees and Knicks fans. I was just wondering, can you be a fan of, you know, sports teams from different towns? What's the rule on that? Go Pats. Viva.
All right, we'll answer that question in a second with, you know, can you be a fan of teams from other places? Fights, I want to ask you about New England. If, like, someone from the northernmost tip of Maine is, like, you know, talking Sox and Pats with you, are you ever kind of like, dude, you live, like, 2 million miles away? You can't go to any games. You're never, like, in the city with us. Or is everyone in New England just accepted as part of the fan base?
I don't ever talk to someone from the northern tip of Maine. I don't really ever talk. I don't really talk to people who aren't in Boston a lot, but I wouldn't be like your opposer if I happened to stumble upon a person from New Hampshire who liked the Sox.
It's just weird to me because you got like 9 states. You got a whole fucking
region. But no matter what, that's still where like, the Sox and the Boston team are still the closest.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, I understand it. I probably wouldn't give them a hard time either. I was just wondering if people from Boston are ever like, well, you know, you're not a real fan. I mean, I guess the Pats play in Foxborough. It's not even like they play in Boston. But, you know, someone like the guys in Connecticut who shade closer to New York, are you ever like, you should be a fucking Giants fan? Or is it just like, eh, everyone's
No, in. I don't really ever get on like you're a poser fan. I don't really care about that. I don't even get big on like pink hats. Like people freak out about that.
No, it's so stupid.
Yeah,
if you're a fucking fan, you're a fan. You're more than welcome to like whatever team you want. If you happen to like the same team as me, cool.
Yeah. I mean, I think of that. I think of it, rooting for teams and like drinking are in the same boat as me. Like, do whatever the fuck you want. Drink whatever you want to get drunk. Root for whatever team you want to be happy. There's no rules. I'm not going to like stick it to you or try to prove that I'm a bigger, better right. fan or drinker, you know?
People who do that, people who are like, oh, you're not a big fan, or why didn't you watch this game, or this or that, they're just either trying to make up for something. I don't know what they're trying to make up for, but it's weird. Like, I was getting killed last night when I didn't watch the Bulls game because I'm in fucking Arizona and I don't have NBA TV. We have like four channels. I'm sorry, guys.
And, I mean, I know they're playing the Warriors. I know it's a big matchup, but like we're still talking about a basketball game in January.
Right.
You're allowed to miss plenty of those.
I got my charger.
Yeah.
But you know, people who get angry at other people for like how much they root for a team or whatnot, it's just so stupid.
I will say though, I guess contradict myself right now. It does bother me when people are like, Pats, Yankees, or in New York.
Oh, just because of the success?
I guess.
Yeah, I got you. Like, they blend every, like, yeah.
And there's almost such a, actually, Pats, Yankees makes sense because those two fan bases are similar. But
yeah.
I guess it's like when you're, I just don't get how someone's a Giants, Mets. Like, Mets, Jets, the personality, like the type of fan you are, jives together so well. I just can't understand how you're like a Yankees Jets fan, because so many of the arguments we make against those other teams are about how like we're like the losers, but when we get there, it's going to be so much more satisfying, and that's why we're more diehard and all those dumb arguments we talked about. But if you're a Yankees fan on the flip side of thing, you're contradicting
like
who you are as a person.
Yeah, it's a split personality. So that is a weird combination.
So I mean, I guess for Chicago, it's just everyone's a Bears fan, and then you split up for baseball,
yeah.
There's really no like allegiances or ties or anything, right?
No, yeah. It's north south, but even people, you know, blend in, so it doesn't really, you know, like I got friends who are from the north side who root for the White Sox. It doesn't really.
Not the end of the world, right?
Yeah, it's. I mean, there's just a lot more Cubs fans.
Of course, which makes sense. Kind of also makes no fucking sense.
Well, it's just this. I mean, it's also the. It has to do a lot to do with the stadium.
Right.
I mean, the White Sox play in their stadium's nice, but the surrounding area is
garbage. Right.
Awful.
Right.
And Wrigley is an awesome place to go to, and the surrounding area is fun.
Let's do a little fictional football.
What's up, KFC? It's Noah from Illinois. And my question is, if all the fictional football teams were put into a bracket and had to play each other, like, you know, who would win? My bet would probably be on probably the team from We Are Marshall, because, come on.
Fictional football team. What is the best one out there? This guy threw out the team from We Are Marshall. I don't even think I know a goddamn thing about that team. So
isn't that high school?
I think it was college, wasn't
it?
Oh,
no, no. I was thinking of, what's it called? The one with Denzel.
Remember the Titans. Yeah. We Are Marshall is the one where the program was, I think there was a plane crash, program was done, whatever. I don't think either of those are going to be thrown into your top fictional teams of all time.
Well, but We Are Marshall is not fictional.
Right. True.
That's true. Also not fictional.
True. Very true. All right. So using the fictional qualifier, who you got? Best fictional football team ever. I mean, your point about it being a high school team, like, damn, like, in my heart, I want to say the fucking Dillon Panthers or the East Dillon Lions, because they're, like, my favorite fictional football team of all time.
It's Dillon Panthers. I think the East Dillon Lions they rubbed me the wrong way. I still like those seasons, but East Dillon Lions were no Dillon Panthers.
No, I mean, but I think I like I think in my heart I like the East Dillon Lions better than the Dillon Panthers.
Oh, no.
The Dillon Panthers are like the bougie, fucking spoiled, have it all team.
No, they weren't that until JD McCoy came. I'm talking pre JD.
Well, no, you can't just pick and choose. I mean, J.D. McCoy and his cocksucker father, by the way, my least favorite person of all time, completely changed the fucking the landscape for the Dillon Panthers. Meanwhile, over in East Dillon, they're all the Lions are all heart. They're all grit. They're all determination. They're truly Coach Taylor's team.
They don't have Tim Reagan. So shut the fuck.
There's your answer. And that is an acceptable answer, John. I'm okay with that. No Tim Reagan's, you're not going to win. But it's got to be a professional team. I mean, what? Maybe the team from Any Given Sunday?
I was going to say, Any Given Sunday is up there. The team from the program is up there because they were all doing steroids, even though that's college.
Jay Falco's replacements? Nah.
Nah.
It's. I think the way that the two teams, the program and Any Given Sunday, I think, at least coming to my
playmakers.
Mind. Playmakers. There's only a few teams, fictional teams, that really play up like a nasty, fucking, violent, true football team. That when you watch Any Given Sunday, that's what it is. LT, yep. You know, fucking Willie Beeman. The rest of them are all like, you know, inspirational stories. But
the only other team I can think of is the team from Playmakers, which was awesome, and I can't believe ESPN got rid of that. But that team was awesome too.
Because the NFL, man, fucking Führer Goodell.
They wouldn't allow it. Is that what happened?
Yeah, Goodell said he's like, you stop showing that, or you lose the rights to our games.
That was such an awesome show.
Dude, Goodell, I mean, at what point do you think Goodell loses his
job? I can't
believe
no one else ever picked up that show. Like, why wouldn't...
Yeah,
yeah,
Showtime or right. one of the premium
like,
channels or something?
I guess Showtime has Real Sports, or HBO has Real Sports, Showtime has something. But, like, Cinemax, like, some channel with
anybody.
No NFL affiliation, no, you don't need their clips for anything.
Do you think Goodell is still just bulletproof for a long-term period? Like, I feel like he just keeps fucking stuff up to the point that... It's bad press.
But it doesn't matter because it's all about the owners. As long as he's a punching bag for the owners and the owners stay out of the spotlight.
Well, all right, so now, you know, Kraft is pissed off at him. Like
yeah,
a couple Kraft, more of those that, and you think that he's in trouble or you think that they'll always
I will say that this is definitely the first time where I'm like, oh well, you know, Kraft because it's basically the owners that he can't get on the bad side are Kraft, Rooney, Jerry Jones.
The Maras.
Yeah, and the Maras. Like, those are – if he loses those guys, if he loses more than one of those guys, he's fine. Because they can then push everyone
else.
He's
really,
essentially – he's like Jason Garrett of the NFL. Where, like, Jerry Jones signed him long-term because he's like, you don't get any of the fucking credit when things go well. You get all the fucking blame when things suck. So I'm going to keep you around. Like,
that's
you're,
a good point.
You're good right here.
The inner circle, though, like the round table, they're like the godfathers of the NFL. Those guys are really the ones that hold the power. The day he loses them is the day Goodell's gone.
There was that story yesterday that he, like, Goodell, like, jumps out of his seat and runs across the room to get to the phone when he knows Kraft's calling.
Yeah, which is that. I mean, that is such a bad look that those stories are now coming out. The rest of the owners of the league have to be like, what the fuck is this? But I guess until those guys are truly pissed off, he's pretty much bulletproof. We'll do one more here. I didn't even listen to this. I think it's sex related. I don't know. One more and we'll call it a day.
Hey guys. So my question for you is, I just came home from the bar and I was talking to some girl who I previously hooked up with and I went away from her to talk to some girl who I thought was hot. But I haven't slept with before. So my question for you is, do you go for the sure thing or do you go for kind of the new strange and roll the dice and see what you get? I want to hear what you think. Thanks.
Sure thing versus, you know, roll the dice for a new hookup. Dan, you're throwing your arms up in the air.
Well, isn't this just like the eternal question? Like, how do you keep both on the string for as long as possible? That's really all it is.
Well, the goal is, of course, to handle both. But in this case, he's at the bar, and there's a girl that's a sure thing and a girl that he wants to go after. Who do you go with?
Yeah, I think you just play it as long as you can till you're, like, at a fork in the road. That's all.
But I'm saying, when you hit the fork, which way are you going?
Sure thing.
Yeah? I mean,
I guess it totally depends on the new chick. Like, if the new chick seems like she's down... Then, yeah, you can roll the dice. But I would, like, almost get it in writing before. You know what I mean? You don't pass. It's like the old saying, like, you don't take points off the board.
Right.
In, like, football.
Yeah,
like,
but see, my analogy would be more like, you know, go for the touchdown instead of kicking the field goal. Like, the sure thing is there, but it's not. It's
yeah,
not,
but, okay, but under that, like, you can't go in the red zone and not get points. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you can spin these every which way. You know, I hear that logic for sure. I just think, like, you know, touchdowns win football games. You're going to, you know, you've got a Mike McCarthy it your whole life, you're going to end up losing the big games. I think at the end of the day, when you're an old man and you settle down for a true sure thing forever, it's more about the number of chicks you fucked, not the number of times you fucked a girl. Like, if you've only had sex 100 times in your entire life and it's 100 different girls, I'm fucking jealous of you as compared to, like, someone who's had a girlfriend who fucks a bunch of times, but it's the same girl every time.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
Fights? You say sure thing.
I think I always go sure thing.
A bird in the hand, baby. A bird in the hand, right?
It's just, I'm trying to think how to elaborate on this, really. I don't really know. I just go sure
this
thing.
This is why Fights is fucking just sitting at home cracking stick all the time. He doesn't know what he's doing.
I just go sure thing. It's, well, I mean, we've been over before how, like a bar element isn't usually, like, if it's, like, closing time, we're at a bar, it's loud music. That's not my element. That's not where I close the deal. You need to be trapped at a bus stop for me to really sink my teeth into you and you to find me appealing. So that's, I don't think I would have much luck with this new 10 who's across the bar, who's, you know, I'm not trying to discover this new land. I'm cool with the land I live on now. I wouldn't have gone west. I'm like, I'm fucking here.
You're,
I
not
came
Columbus.
Here. This was hard enough to get here. And I'm not going to leave to unknown territory.
You're not Magellan. You're not Columbus.
No, that's not me. That's not me.
All right. Well, on the heels of that little romantic talk, Valentine's Day is almost coming up, and her friends are going to be. Seamless, bro. Her friends are going to be asking you, so what did he get you for Valentine's Day? So what you got to do is impress your woman and her friends. You'll be a hero when she posts all over social media that you came through for Valentine's Day. So go to proflowers.com now, and you can get one dozen red roses plus a free glass vase for only $29.99. And if you want to impress her even more, you can add gourmet chocolates and a ruby vase for just $9.99 more. Just go to proflowers.com today and enter the code BARSTOOL. The longer you wait, the harder it is to find roses at this place. Proflowers is quick, easy. They got delivery on Valentine's Day guaranteed. You can't beat the price and convenience. So go to proflowers.com and use the code BARSTOOL to get your girl flowers that's going to impress her and her girlfriends. Big Cat, enjoy yourself out there, bud. Tits out for the boys the whole time. Work on those tan lines because you know you need that.
Yep. Yeah, I'm going to try to get – I that picture of me yesterday, I was like the whitest person in the world, so I'm going to try to get some sun today. We'll see how it goes.
If you can't tone it, tan it. Fights, good luck in Snowmageddon. Hopefully
you
get home. And, you know, I wish you the worst of luck at the Super Bowl.
That's not nice.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Later.
I hope you freeze to death.
Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feindelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.